a coffee shop with a little taste of Mexico. I'm Tom Schein, and welcome to The Range.
Support for The Range comes from McCowan Gordon Construction, Fidelity Bank, and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Coming up, how an artist created a musical composition using the sounds of his father's last days.
So I heard the sound of these machines turning on, and I, you know, well, this is an interesting sound, and there's this connection to my dad. I'm going to record this. Maybe sometime I'll use this.
But first, a new coffee shop in downtown Wichita wants to draw in a mix of cultures to bring its space to life. Kylie Cameron visited Las Adelitas Cafe to learn more.
It's opening day at Wichita's newest coffee shop, located at First and Market. Las Adelitas Cafe is owned by Flor and Oscar Pineda, who also own Esperanza Coffee Roasters. Now, they're able to bring their coffee to a standing retail space and infuse it with flavors from Mexico, such as horchata and mazapan.
I want to embrace our culture. I want people to see that we're unique. We're different from other coffee shops as well.
That's Flor Pineda. She was born in Mexico, but has been in the States for more than 30 years. She says Las Adelitas is named after the women who fought with their husbands during the Mexican Revolution in the 1900s. They also took care of the wounded and fed the armies. Flor says that inspired her to empower her four daughters and son to go after their dreams and to help her husband Oscar with his coffee roasting business.
They can go out there and achieve their goals. So That's what became for me to do the cafe. Me as a wife, I want to come and out and help him out.
Esperanza, which means hope in Spanish, started with a connection through Empower Evergreen, a nonprofit that supports Hispanic-owned small businesses. Oscar Pineda began taking classes with Empower and was able to grow his coffee roasting business.
It's kind of like gas, you know, you have to go get gas in the gas station. People need coffee too.
But Oscar's connection with coffee began years ago when his mother began working at a beverage distributor. Oscar also ended up getting a job there and eventually began roasting coffee, which he says opened more opportunities for him.
As immigrants, sometimes we get stuck in certain levels in life. And so for me, that's why I said coffee opened up a lot of opportunity.
But it's not just the Hispanic community that Oscar wants to bring together in the new space. It's the entire community. That's according to Ariel Rodriguez, Empower Evergreen's executive director.
He's thinking about the Black community and other groups out there about how coffee and culture and small business kind of work together.
The new cafe was also made possible through another community program that supports small businesses, the Garages Retail Incubator Program. Jamie Garnett is with the program. She says the idea behind it is to help a small business grow in a temporary location and offer mentorship.
There's franchises popping up on every street corner, right? So that right there indicates the demand for more locally owned coffee shops. And their approach to coffee is interesting and curates that community.
Eventually, the couple says it hopes to locate its business on the north end of town with other Hispanic-owned businesses and draw visitors to that neighborhood.
Let this be part of like the bridge, to bridge the communities to the north end and have them come visit us there and just kind of show them that it's not a scary place.
For The Range, I'm Kylie Cameron.
You can read more of Kylie's story at KMUW.org. Feelings of loss often spur creative artists. For composer Von Hansen, it was the death of his father. On this month's Artworks, Hansen tells Torn Anderson about the origins of his newest musical composition.
It's a piece about loss. I mean, it's about the loss of my dad. My dad never wanted to die in a hospital, but he ended up on like a breathing machine, like a ventilator at the end of his life. So we were able to do hospice and take him home. He was in one room and the compressors are in another. There's a big tube so he could go around the house. So I heard the sound of these machines turning on, and I, you know, well, this is an interesting sound and there's this connection to my dad. I'm going to record this. Maybe sometime I'll use this. The piece actually starts with a minute of that recording. It makes a beep, and then there's, it almost sounds like a motorcycle engine in there, and then you hear a psh, where one breathes and then psh, the other one breathes. and then a bass drum roll starts. And then as the track is fading, there are two sizzle cymbals, which kind of sounds like breath, and those are on either side of the stage. The bass drum stops, and then there are a bunch of different mallet instruments. Sparkling sounds, so they hit one chord all together, but then everybody plays a different rhythm on those chords of the note and they fade out. And then there are four marimba players who come in and they're doing what's called a shepherd tone, which is an audio illusion that it makes. It's a tone that always sounds like it's rising, it just rises and rises and rises until there's a big hit and everybody comes back in. And then there's this big ecstatic ending that has the melody over the top and these big chords and just sparkles and the sizzle cymbals and bass drum hits until it builds up to this big climax. And then they dissipate, and then there's just a vibraphone and copper pipes, and the copper pipes represent my dad's voice in this piece. And so the breathing machine stops. And then there's one last statement from him on the copper pipes, just kind of fading off into the ether.
You can find past episodes of Artworks at KMUW.org. And one last thing. I had a former colleague who was new to Kansas. He was a serious golfer who always played on his days off. I asked him once whether he had golfed over the weekend. "Too windy," he said. And I wondered whether he would ever play golf again in Kansas. Seattle has its rainy weather. New Orleans has its steamy humidity. In Kansas, we've got wind. Lots of it. Especially this time of year, when the warming temperatures are accompanied by an unrelenting, gritty south wind, carrying acres of Oklahoma topsoil. It rolls and spins between the buildings in Old Town where I work, creating swirling funnels of debris. And when I try to do yard work at home, it blows all my leaves into my neighbor's yard, which I'm good with, by the way. People of the South Wind? Absolutely. Thanks for joining us on The Range. Our producers for this week's show are Carly Cooper, Beth Goulet, and Jonathan Huber. Our digital producer is Hugo Fan, and Torrin Anderson composed our theme music. The executive producer of The Range is Fletcher Powell. I'm Tom Schein, and this is KMUW NPR for Wichita.